1075 KCL with Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday, starring Dale M. Pollack, professor of cinema studies at North Carolina School of the Arts. Hooked up by Edward McKay Used Books and More. We feed your head. Ready?
Action! Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Katie.
Hello, hello.
Once again, Dale comes through. He seems to be always right about the movies. That's why we have him on. I went to see Captain America. Fantastic.
You enjoyed it.
Really well done. The one that I was a little bit skeptical of, I'm not going to lie, Dale. I should trust you by now because you haven't been wrong yet.
But it sounded like a strange film.
It did sound strange. I was like, what is this thing about a hotel? The Grand Budapest Hotel with Ralph Fiennes. And it was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
You know, Wes Anderson has a following for exactly that reason. His sense of humor is not like anyone else's. And when it works really well.
Yeah, it was very funny. So if you're looking for something different, that movie is really funny.
Yep. And it'll be around for a while still because it's doing pretty good business.
Well, a movie that did very well the first time, Rio, has a sequel out now.
I love that movie.
You know, it's not surprising. Anytime now an animated film is a hit, we are going to see not one, probably two or three or four sequels. Get ready for Frozen 12.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. You know, this film was a huge hit with families anywhere. It made more than $540 million. So, of course, Jesse Eisenberg and Anne Hathaway return to voice the two principal parrots who undertake one adventure after another. This time around, the flock journeys from Rio de Janeiro into the depths of the Amazon jungle. But, you know, these movies are all about fun, music, and lots of plumage jokes. Bruno Mars makes his vocal debut. This is his first film as one of the animals. And there's strong supporting work from Andy Garcia, George Lopez, Jamie Foxx, Christian Chenoweth. You know, for my taste personally, as animated films go, the Rio series is not the most clever or the most imaginative in the animation. But it is certainly probably more appropriate for young children than Mr. Peabody and Sherman, which has been the only other movie out there for the family audience.
I also think it's one of the most beautiful. I love the colors.
Lots of colors.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
It's very bright. It's vibrant. It really moves. And so these movies are really a treat for your eyes.
All right. So, agreed. I mean, I'm already definitely going to take my kids to see it.
Yep. Or, again, you could go see Frozen for the 2 millionth time.
Yeah, well, we own that.
So many options.
I already know I'm going to see that a bunch of times. All right, now, this next movie, I haven't heard the first one, but it's called Raid 2.
The Raid 2. Now, I saw the first edition of The Raid. It came out in 2011. These are Indonesian police thrillers. And you're going, so who cares? Well, when I saw this movie on DVD, it literally blew me out of my seat. It was about an elite SWAT team of police that becomes trapped in a housing development controlled by a mob boss and his legions of killers and thugs, and they had to fight their way out. But they did it in such an ingenious and thrilling way. The Raid was, for me, the best action film I saw that year. So I've been looking forward to this sequel. Rama, the police captain who starred in the first film this time, is determined to figure out what went wrong in the first movie. He wants to uproot the corruption in his own department and take down the mob leader. You know, these films are set in Jakarta, and you might think they're not up to the level of American action films. But the first Raid was better than any Jason Statham or Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that I've seen recently, and that means acting, cinematography, editing, and special effects. And the first movie grossed more than $200 million around the globe. These films connect with an action audience, and if that's what you're in the mood for, I would go see The Raid 2. And you know, this kind of movie plays much better on the big screen than it does on anyone's mobile device.
I got you.
You know, and that's something you have to keep in mind now when you decide what you want to pay for in a movie theater. What's the experience going to look like on a screen 6 inches square?
That's true. I mean, I know lots of people say, oh, I'm going to wait for that. And there's certain movies you can't wait.
You can't do it. Right. I feel like Gravity might have been one of those.
Yeah, I agree.
You want that big screen experience, sitting in a dark theater with a group of strangers, is something that, you know, has always bound together America.
Yeah, very true. Now, the next movie is Draft Day with Kevin Costner, and I've seen Kevin Costner, well, he's been mostly on ESPN, but it seems like he's everywhere promoting this movie.
He's everywhere. Well, you know, he's really trying to resuscitate his movie career. And this time, with a football story about a general manager who gambles big with his number one pick. But I'm from Cleveland, Ohio,
uh-oh,
and I have a bone to pick with Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
Every time movie makers pick a losing team to make fun of in a movie, it's from Cleveland.
Well, it's easy to do. They have terrible
teams.
Thanks,
Jared.
You're not helping.
It was a Major League series of comedies in the late 80s and early 90s that starred Charlie Sheen.
Oh, those were great.
We know what happened to his career.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Costner's turn to be stuck with a losing Cleveland team, and this time it's the Browns, who I must admit have really sucked in recent years. You know, even though I'm a fan.
Oh, I know how it is.
I met the original Paul Brown, who the team is named after, so I have a long legacy with that team. Well, in this movie, Costner has to battle the team's coach, which is an oddly cast Dennis Leary. He has to romance Jennifer Garner and keep the owner of the team, Frank Langella, at a safe distance. This is not Moneyball with a pigskin.
That's what I've been hearing, that people are trying to compare
really it. It's not as smart. It's not as funny. It's not as original. It is supposed to be a feel-good movie, and Costner acquitted himself well in his recent attempt to become the next Liam Neeson in 3 Days to Kill. But, you know, he has never been the most emotive or expressive actor. Draft Day isn't going to tax his skills too much. They were originally going to make this film about the Buffalo Bills, but it was cheaper to film in Ohio, so they picked the Browns instead.
Oh, lucky you.
Luck.
Mm-hmm. Lucky you. So it looks like we have two kind of guy movies with
right.
Ray 2 and Draft Day, and then a family movie right. with Rio 2.
Yeah, I want to see right. Rio 2.
But I will say, if you are really an action film fan, the Raid 2 will not disappoint.
Well, you've sold me on it. I'm going to see Raid on DVD and then see Raid 2 in theaters.
There you go.
There we go.
As always, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you so much.
Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday on 107.5 KZL, starring Dale M. Pollock. Check them out at DaleMPollock.com. Hooked up by Edward McKay Used Books and More. We feature hits.